That's your raw as hell. All I know, 704 Chop, episode 91, Cammy and Cupid podcast. We in this bitch, DJ Cupid, Camden Mars. Hey, yo, hey, I got a funny story to tell you.
What is it?
Hey, yo, so, all right, so you know how we talked about how I changed my Twitter name and my Instagram name to Craig Miller as a joke.
Hey, be yo, you, man. Just be yourself. Be you.
No.
I want to see you be the best you could be.
No. The funny part is, me and my brother, we were just sitting here laughing about shit. Like, I think we were like, we went on a drive and we partook in some activities and we were just sitting there laughing. And he was like, he said, what if you knew a nigga named Craig Miller? I was like, I mean, I know, like, Johnny used to say he was Craig the Mac, but I've never heard of a nigga named Craig Miller. So I'm going to change my Twitter name to Craig Miller and my Instagram name just for one day. Bro, so tell me why this girl messaged me and she was like, your name is Craig? I was like, whew, am I finna break her heart and let her know that my name is actually Jordan? Or, like, am I going to keep going with this joke?
I mean, welcome to this part of life. Like, you know how many, like, like girls would be like, yo, so, like, is your name, is it Cam Cameron, or is it your name really Camden? What? What?
Like, nowhere
none
near
of the above. None of the above. Like, what the fuck? It's people that really be thinking that, yo, like, that's that person's real name. Why would my mom name me that?
I mean, Cameron, that's pretty legit.
No, but why my mom named me Camden? Like, why, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's like, more like a last name, I think. I feel like,
I don't think the pregnancy was that painful where it fucked up that part of her brain as far as judgment goes. To name me some bullshit like that. Nah, like,
all right.
No, but like, people really, like, they really, and it's more, like, obviously, I'm just not, I don't DM niggas. So, like, obviously, it would be like girls saying that shit. I'm just gonna be like, this is hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. And I real life, like, I remember when we were in the music scene in Minneapolis. Like, you know, you meet people on Twitter a lot, and then you meet them in real life, and you really only know them by their, like, Twitter name. So I would just call people what their Twitter name was if it was, like, a legit name. Like, or like, if they have their music name as their real name, that's what I would call them in real life. And then they'd be like, oh yeah, my name is this. But I never assume that somebody's name on Instagram is their real name. Like, you can have a whole alter ego. I mean, we do. That is it. So,
yeah, I'm not calling niggas Jumanji though. Like, I'm just not.
Right, niggas be like, yeah, or Don something or whatever, boss. I'm like, no,
Mister.
No, no.
I'm not Mister. Nothing. Your name is Mister. Something. No, nigga. No. What's your government name?
Right, right.
You are not my teacher.
Right. Hey, yo. I also noticed one other thing too. This is so random, bro. I actually, you know, when you go into like a place of business, you know, where you really need to get some business done, and they call you Mister in your last name. That really feels empowering. they'd be like, is there anything else I can help you with today, Mr. Cuff? I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you, sweetie.
But they'd be like, oh, sir. Like, yeah, sir. Man, you sound 50 through the phone. Don't call me, sir.
They'd be like, Mr. Cuff, what can I do for you today? I'd be like, nah, call me Jordan. You know, Mr. Cuff is my father. But fuck that nigga. So, but anyway.
Shout out to your dad, man.
Yeah, shout out to my dad. You know, I'm thankful for him. He made me, so, you know, I can't really complain. But shit, let's get to the shits. The world went on fire last week.
I can't bring it up.
Go ahead, nigga. Fuck it. Okay.
Okay. All right. Listen. Okay. Listen. Listen. Okay. All right. Listen. So, you know, like when it comes to sex and stuff like that, you know, like technically a woman can get pregnant off of pre-cum, right?
Okay. Okay.
Personally, if I got a girl pregnant off of pre-cum, I'm definitely starting over trying to have another baby as soon as I'm able to. Because like, how can I trust that kid?
What?
How can I trust? Like, man, like you got made off the, you didn't get made off the full sperm. Like, how can I trust you to be a, how can I trust you to be a strong member of society? Like, you ain't even, that's not even a good sperm. You know what I'm saying? Like, the good shit ain't come out my balls. This, that was just the little shit. That was just, that was the pregame.
Oh, bro, boy,
I can't
wait,
trust a warm up line ass kid. I can't trust you. You can't carry on my legacy. You pre-cum ass kid. I can't do it. Can't do it.
Oh, hell no. Bro. All right. Okay. So, I mean, let's talk about it then. Fuck it. Like, like, fuck it. I mean, first of all, how do you know if she really got pregnant off the pre-cum? Like for real. Like, that's why I'd be so, like, curious, like, because it's like.
If I didn't make that noise, you didn't get pregnant off the real shit.
Yeah, but, I mean. How, okay, pause, fuck, pause. How often do you fucking not bust, nigga? It's like, that's the real question. Like, I don't get it. Like.
The point of, like, this night, the point of sex is to, of course, like.
Right.
Ejaculate. But, like, what I'm saying is that, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, what I'm saying is that, you know, in my past, like, I'm 72-0, nigga. So, I know.
Nigga says 72-0. I got you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
you really making me explain my joke, which takes away the point of me saying it.
I know, nigga.
It was a good moment.
I know. Yeah,
so technically, and
I
had to explain what I said.
I know, nigga. Hey yo, high key. Like, if I got a girl pregnant off the pre-cum, I mean, shit. I mean, fuck, nigga. What do you say, nigga? Like, nigga. He said, I'm trying to try it again. Nah, I mean, if you got a girl pregnant accidentally off the pre-cum, don't you think that would scare you away enough to fucking?
I'm already in the game at that point.
Nigga said I'm already in the league.
Yo, after the first one, you don't turn it back. I'm here now.
Definitely. Dead ass. I mean, yeah, the first one. I mean, bro, ayo. Ayo, but first of all, you gonna fuck yourself over, bro. Cause nigga, 2 kids in 18 months, bro. That's a lot of work. Like, that's a lot of work, bro. That's crazy. 2 kids and 8.
First one don't count.
Hell no, that's fucking wild.
the first one's a scratch piece of paper.
I see what you're doing. Niggas came to perform today. Let's perform.
You're like, damn. You know, you get the scratch piece. That's not when you show your real work.
Hey, high key. Hey, high key. But see, like, the first one is like, I mean, imagine this. The first kid is definitely going to be like Elon Musk. That nigga don't know what the fuck he doing. Like, but he just doing stuff and making money, my nigga. So, like, the second kid definitely gonna be more like Target, you know, well refined, you know.
You trying to clean this up. Don't try to clean it up. I said what I said.
Hell no.
Of course, it's all jokes, you know what I'm saying? Not gonna work.
Hell no.
You know, I would embrace, you know what I'm saying, any child I have in the future, you know what I'm saying? pre-cum or not, you know, your mom.
Pre-cum or not, that's wild. I mean, honestly, if you have I think if your woman has a baby by you or has your baby from pre-cum, then she was just meant to have your baby, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like, come on. How you gonna go 72-0 and then lose to the Bucks? Or not lose to the Bucks, lose to the fucking Kings, nigga. Like, you were just meant to lose that night, bro.
Like, I mean, cause sometimes you don't try your best in summer league. You ain't really, you know, whipping around like that. That's what happened.
Hey, have you ever lazily pulled out?
Like, no, I don't play like that, nigga. What are you talking about? You lazy, pull out all you want to, nigga.
No, I don't like. Okay, there's probably been a moment in time where
at the post office, nigga, working double time, working double shit at the post office, nigga. You play like that.
Oh shit! No, there was a point. There was maybe I was drunk. I was probably drunk that night. Where, you know, I was like, I mean, if I do that, like, is it really that bad?
One time a girl told me, I may have told this on the podcast before. One time a girl told me credit score was like 8-something. I thought about it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Hell nah.
I was like, you know, at least you have a good foundation.
At least you have. Hey, yo, but I feel like. If Shorty had your baby over off the pre-cum, bro, yeah, shoot, that the stars just align, bro. Like, you go 72-0, like, you bound to lose. Like, it just happens, bro, you know?
Well, just eventually I'm going to lose. I know that's going to happen. Eventually I'm going to lose.
Yeah, but, hey, yo, for me, it's just about how long do I have vintage moments or vintage Aaron Rodgers moments and to fucking pull off the W.
Reflex is not what they used to be.
I swear. Hey yo, you know, as we get older, bro.
No. It's already a point in my life. I'm just gonna say, like, fuck it. Just fuck it.
Just fuck it. Just let the clip go.
I'm gonna not say shit.
Yikes.
Oh shit.
Oh my god.
Hey yo, what the fuck?
Bro, niggas just finna roll over and just fucking contemplate. Like, what did I just do?
Start moving some money around, you know what I'm saying? Cash out my stocks.
Yeah.
I gotta sell that stock. Need that money.
Nigga's gonna take out the emergency 401k loan. He said, when is open enrollment?
Well, you know it's a tax hit. I don't give a fuck. I got a refund on the way.
Oh shit. Hey yo, niggas start looking at how they finna adjust their I-9 or they W-4s and shit.
So if I had two dependents on my dental.
What are the costs? No, them is like real life. Like, yeah, bro. Like, hey, first thoughts. Hey, what am I gonna tell my mom? like, I know we grown. So, like, I mean, what is the conversation? Like, yeah, mom, like, she's pregnant. Like, I'm 28. Like, fuck. Like,
tell you what, man. Like, yeah. So, your old girl tell you about. Yeah, she about 5 months now.
Oh shit!
I'm about to close on the house tomorrow.
Hey yo, what the fuck?
Oh hell no! Yeah, it's like what can like, you're 26, I'm 28. Like, I feel like even when I become a parent, like, my kids make it to 25. After that, it's just like, yo, all right, cool.
So I was a family reunion. It was a summer 2019 with, like, me, my dad, and of course it's a family, people were talking. And so, like, somebody on the subject of kids, whatever. And then so I say, yeah, dad, you ain't gotta worry about me having no kid, you know what I'm saying? No time soon. And he looks at me and says, you 24. I really don't care. If you have a kid, that's on you. I was like, damn. appreciate the support.
You know the most fucked up thing my mom ever said? She said, I don't care if you have a kid. Don't be coming over here for no babysitter, though. I'm like, that's fucked up. I'm like, don't you, like, isn't that one thing you look forward to is, like, taking your kid to grandma's house? Like, what the fuck? So don't be bringing them kids over here. I'm like, damn.
You blowing my kids out for the summer. See you in August, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. My mom said, no, the hell you not. I'm like, yeah, I am. All them times you flew me out.
School get on May 20-something.
Them niggas finna be on the May 15th.
Bye.
Look, the older they get, I'm finna email their teachers, be like, look, I know that little nigga can take them finals early. Bye-bye.
No, this is the thing. I'm like, listen, I know y'all got remote capabilities. Like, I was alive in 2020.
Like, we remember what it was like. You know, but we just, nah, nigga.
We got a laptop and Wi-Fi over here.
You know, nigga, by then probably it's gonna be like fucking fuck. Nigga, the teacher probably just gonna come up in the palm of their hand, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, they said that's just what happened now.
Hell yeah. They said the phone was finna have the holograms. I'm like, they still trying to figure out that bogus ass folding screen.
Of course, this thing we got something come out the palm of the hand was a palm pilot.
The
nigga thought that was the future.
Ayo, but think about it. If there was no Palm Pilot, there would be no BlackBerry Wave. And the BlackBerry Wave is crucial in the timeline of mobile
phones. Man, they got rid of all that shit. So all them phones are styluses. You can use a stylus for the phone. That shit got the fuck up out of here.
Bro, that shit was, if you think about it, that shit was really quick.
It really was. The stylus.
It was like, nah, dog, we're not fucking with that. Bro, I remember, in 2014 when I went to go get my phone, they tried to sell me a stylus. I'm like, dog, I'm 21. But like, I can barely keep up my fucking hat. Like, what the fuck? Like, the fuck I'm gonna keep up with a stylus for? That shit ain't gonna do shit for me. What the fuck? I'm gonna go pin somebody's phone number? Like, hey, yo, girl, pin.
Phone is AOL power. I don't give a fuck.
Be like, hey yo, girl, pin your phone number, pin your digits in, girl. I got the stylus. Like, what the fuck I look like?
A lot of older people I know, I heard like the BBM when they was BlackBerry messaging. I heard that was an error.
Oh, bro, like there was a whole corporate culture around the BlackBerry, bro.
No, there was a whole free culture around the BlackBerry.
There was, bro. It was...
I was like, damn, I'm trying to BBM. I don't know what the fuck I have. That shit flipped though.
Bro, I think the BlackBerry, I think the BBM, bro. I think that was the first time that I realized that like a lot of niggas real like, what shit?
What do you mean?
Cause bro, I remember when my fucking uncle got caught up. I remember when I was like, what was that? That was like around like 7th, 8th grade. Like, yeah, I remember I was at my cousin's house and my uncle, my auntie was arguing. She found some pictures in his BBM. That's it. That's all it was, bro.
I know niggas are cheating their ass off in a payphone era. That shit's probably lit. Call me up the payphone.
Bro, like no tracking, bro. Like if you think about it, bro, the internet is the worst thing to happen to niggas.
It really was. Why couldn't I be alive in the 80s?
Bro, niggas... We talked about this before, but niggas real life used to have whole families and you didn't find out to the funeral.
Oh, nigga, that was the 50s, nigga. Them niggas back. Them niggas. How you cheat in a full suit?
Yo.
I can't even say that.
Yo. Niggas pull up with a briefcase cheating. I wish I would pull up to my side piece's house with some gators. So last week, man, January, we're in February now. It's February 1st. So, you know, January ended off on a really big note with the stock market going crazy. So how it started was there is the stock market, right? And then there is Reddit. Reddit is one of those forums threads. You post whatever you want in Reddit. Everybody knows what Reddit is. So there's a Reddit thread called Wall Street Bets where they post, you know, bets, you know, or stocks that they think people should invest in or sell or, you know, all that good stuff. So apparently this Reddit thread put a bet on GameStop. I don't know why. I don't know how, but that's how I came to know this story. And from there, the institutional investors, so in Wall Street, there are people like me and you, the normal casual people, what we call retail investors, who just, you know, throw your savings account or your salary into a Robinhood account and you invest in stocks. And then there's institutional investors, so people or banks or big companies, you know, that spend millions of dollars trading and investing in companies. So institutional investors are like, no, this GameStop thing ain't happening. But then Reddit was like, no, this ain't really happening at all, Wall Street. And so from there, it created this huge microwave in which it took off on Twitter. It created this viral moment on Twitter in which the GameStop stock was trending. And then it ended up shooting up in price because stocks are based on supply and demand. And so what ended up happening was after GameStop, then it moved on to AMC because there was apparently a bet on Reddit about AMC, the movie theater company. And then so the same thing happened over and over again. And this time, I think Elon Musk, that's when Elon Musk and a lot of people started really getting in on the action and really, you know, demanding that people continue to invest to beat out these big Wall Street investors. And I think what ended up happening was I think the big Wall Street investors ended up losing like $8 billion, I think, based on this event, this microcosm.
Yeah, not happy.
So Elon Musk from there moved on from stocks to cryptocurrency, and that's where we enter Bitcoin and Dogecoin. So Elon Musk apparently put Bitcoin in his profile on Twitter, and then he also put Dogecoin, or he's been talking about Dogecoin, and those prices too have gone up, creating a lot of people, new millionaires in wealth. So that's been a big topic lately, and it's almost inspiring because you're starting to see the common folks say, no, you know, these people with money really aren't shit. You know, we're not scared of you guys anymore. And what I wanted to really tie that to is the whole Donald Trump thing a few weeks ago, because it's very interesting how that happened at the beginning of this month or last month, and then this kind of happened at the end of this month or last month. So, you know, I think the Donald Trump thing, I think, was bigger than the whole Make America Great Again thing. I think it kind of really showed a lot of people that what was possible, and I think really kind of galvanized the people. And so from there, you're seeing a lot of people willing to fight back. And I think we saw another example of that on Wall Street last week with Elon Musk leading the charge, a billionaire. You know, he has billions of dollars, right? But still. So I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but I think it's huge. I mean, I'm not throwing my money into that. But I mean, if you decide to make investment decisions, this is not an investment podcast, so we're not giving you any type of advice, but we're just reporting on what we saw. Disclosure.
You know, I definitely was about to leave with that. Like, I'm not a stock guy. I honestly recently just started really dipping and dabbling with stocks, just talking to my cousin and him telling me certain things about what to do and how to look at and stuff like that. Yeah. So like, I'm the wrong person to give somebody some advice. Mm-hmm. But to go on that, like, I do see what you're saying, where as far as like kind of how you tied into the Trump shit earlier in the month. January is just crazy. But like, I don't, like, you saw like normal people just kind of start take a stand, kind of like a little revolution, kind of like a revolution, take a stand and stuff like that. And I mean, there are people that did win off of what just happened last week.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of normal people did win. I saw a report how there was some, he's what, 11 or 12, some kid though. I guess like somebody had bought him like $59 worth of GameStop stock for Kwanzaa in 2019. And he just banked $3,200, which if you 11, you rich.
Right. Right. $3,200 at 11, bro. You know what you could do with that?
you the big ball on the playground. Mm-hmm. All the juice boxes. But like, stuff like that. But no, but like, I do think that it was cool. It was good to see that kind of like normal people just kind of, you know, control the market for a little bit. And you saw what happened like after that, as far as like what Robinhood did and all these different apps, these stock apps did and stuff like that. And a lot of people on Wall Street getting upset about it. Like, it kind of shook the table a little bit, and we'll see what happens from there. Like, I don't have much to say on it because I don't know much about stocks, but mm-hmm. I know enough and I saw enough to know that it was important, and it kind of did force the conversation. And like I said, shake the table and cause, you know, and kind of just show like how fucked up America is, because once the normal people get them moving and shaking, all of a sudden it's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause we saw, I think after that, you know, Congress show was quick to move on, you know, regulating stocks and cryptos, but when it come to that STEMI,
yeah, see, there's a lot of people that ain't get the first thing. So when it comes to relief, when it comes to things that people actually need that can actually make help make our country great as a whole, it's an issue.
Yeah, and it's crazy.
That just kind of just, and this is kind of a little off of what we're saying, but it's kind of crazy how the politicians and wealthy people want us to believe that, hey, this is the greatest country in the world, and you have possibility to do whatever you want, rags to riches, the American dream, et cetera, et cetera. But when people do things that they tell us to do, oh, well, I got rich in the stock market, you guys want to do something, play the stock market, shit like that. And when people do that and they start to see some funds and stuff like that, they stop it. And I've never really understood, like, and I do know that, like, okay, I get it, like the way the country is set up and stuff like that. But at the same time, if we have the means to help a lot of people, why not do it? Because that can make our country greater as a whole.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I saw one guy complain saying, like, they're using the government checks to play the stock market, and it's not fair. And we all have to band together, us up top have to band together and stay together and stop that. I'm like, fam, well, I mean, you want a nigga to stimulate the economy?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They got GameStop stock booming. They're gonna stimulate it.
Right. And it's like, you know, I mean, technically, I mean, where does the government get the money to even put out a stimulus? I mean, somewhere. Part of that probably comes from us through taxes. So
yeah, that's like, we pay, like, a lot of people that I don't understand, politics to stop things for people to happen. So, like, nigga, we pay your fucking salary. Imagine if the whole country stopped paying taxes. You can't put us all in jail, my nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's true. So,
like, y'all are public. Y'all work for the public. You don't work for you and your homeboy. You work for the public. Like, but people saw. That's why some people got voted out. And it was a problem. Like, you work for the public. Once they understand that and have a fucking soul, mm-hmm. then I can say this is a great country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I mean, we're making great strides. I think, you know, I think I'm starting to realize that change has got to be. Sometimes it's got to be at. In certain phases, it will be incremental, right? And in certain phases, it will be abrupt. So I think maybe this is one of those incremental phases where change is happening with incremental steps, and Wall Street happening is one of those steps. And I think that's beautiful. You know, it's good to see you. Like, it warms my heart to see our people standing up. You know what I'm saying? I think this is going to be a vintage moment, you know, in history. So I think everybody, you know, strap in to see what happens from the fallout, you know, so... real quick, I want to add a little topic because I've been watching a lot of Aaron Rodgers videos from when he was in his late 20s, early 30s. That shit was giving me goosebumps this morning, bro. That shit's vintage, bro. So if you can pick one moment, I think maybe in the last, like, let's say 6 months, you know, like, because we've had a lot of great moments in culture, silhouette challenge, stuff like that. If you could pick one moment in the last 6 months that could be a vintage moment, along with all the stuff that's going on mainstream wise in culture, what would you say?
The Buzzer Challenge.
That shit erupted something crazy, didn't it?
Chloe Bailey, to be exact. Chloe Bailey Buzzer Challenge. Niggas made her cry on Instagram Live yesterday too. Like girls be hating on other. I don't even want to speak about that because this is a woman thing. But that's just hate stuff. But Buzzer Challenge, that's so ignorant for you to say Buzzer Challenge. Of course, there's been other many, many monumental things. Official thing, Joe Biden become president, stuff like that. I understand all the important stuff. I'm not really here to be important right now. I'm here to say what gave me joy in my home. And that was a Buzzer Challenge.
It's Cam Mars, bitch.
I feel it. Hey, yo, I think, you know, and I want to talk about this next. Do we have any more news? Let's get that out the way first. Because I really want to talk about the silhouette challenge because this
year.
Yeah,
so we had Chad Wheeler, who was backup lineman. I don't know if he started or not, but I think he's a backup lineman for the Seahawks, who brutally beat his girlfriend last week.
Yeah, I saw that all over the headlines.
Yeah, which was highly unfortunate. And yeah, like he beat her to a pulp, basically. And then, because I guess she wouldn't bow down, he beat her. And then he proceeded to eat dinner. And then when she woke up, he looked at her and said, "Wow, I'm surprised. I thought you was dead. I'm surprised you're not dead." That's just really evil. And I know a lot of people trying to say, well, you know, he had mental health, this, that, and the third. At the same time, like, nah, man, you put like that right totally there. That's acceptable. We can't have that. Mm-mm. We can't have that at all. Like, not in football, not in the country, not in the world. Like, that was just very, very disturbing, very, very unfortunate. And it just really rubbed me the wrong way. I'm pretty sure it rubbed you the wrong way. And I get it. He's not a high profile player. So it wasn't really talked about. At the same time, though, like, I would like to see that. Like, Twitter, like random people on Twitter shouldn't have to give that story legs. That story should have legs.
Already. Yeah, that shouldn't be the news wire. Mm. Like, yeah, that was awful. I saw that and I was like, I was trying to figure out just based on the nature, because the nature of it was just like, I don't even know what to say about it, to be honest with you. So, yeah, but prayers out to her and her family, you know. Speedy recovery. I know that was out here in Seattle. It was really talked about in the streets out here. Heavy, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's, you know, we have a lot of leaders on the team out here, like Russell Wilson, you know, DK Metcalf's emerging, but, you know, there's just no room for that on the team. So, yeah, man. Fuck.
Yeah, definitely traumatizing for her. Like we say all the time, we don't condone behavior like that. Don't co-sign that shit. Like, that's just not it. You know what I'm saying? You should never put your hands on a woman. You know what I'm saying? Never try to harm her, especially if you, that's someone that you're with, girlfriend, fiance, and you got them living in your home. You're supposed to be a protector. And for you to switch and become like the attacker, it's just fucked up.
Yeah, man. Like, we got to do better, gentlemen. Like, we just have to do better. And we got to hold each other's feet to the fire and accountable. You know what I'm saying? Violence is definitely not tolerated at all. You know, we make a lot of jokes when it comes to relationships and all that stuff, but just violence is never, ever, ever even thought or tolerated at all. So
yeah, it's a joke. Nope, not at all.
Man. Oof. All right. That was sorry.
You said you want to say some horny shit? Go ahead.
Yeah, man, that's silhouette challenge. Oh, wait, my fault. The silhouette challenge. That shit crazy, bro. It's definitely evolved. I think the silhouette challenge is gonna usher in a new era of art. I think you're gonna start seeing a lot of like art like that nowadays. Body art like that. You know what I'm saying?
Body art better thing. Of course.
But I think we're gonna see a lot more silhouettes before it's all said and done. Hey, I thought about posting a silhouette challenge.
Boy, your ass lame as shit. First off, you're 28 years old.
Relax, bro. It was a joke. I wasn't gonna post a silhouette challenge. First of all, I'm not even on social media like that anymore, outside of, you know, my due diligence is, you know, but like I'm not posting no pictures of my body on social media like that. Nah. We good. It's hectic out here in these streets. Don't need to be selling my organs.
Yo, that's funny. Man, the light came off. Then the LED came off. I was them titties?
Nigga said, what I do, baby. That shit wild, bro.
I saw one girl was gyrating her thighs. I'm like, this is crazy.
That shit crazy, bro. Yeah, I wonder who thought of that shit. I'm like, why? Like, what the fuck?
The first one I seen was Chloe do it.
Really?
Yeah.
That shit crazy. That shit.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but she's a very beautiful woman, as I've said before.
No, I definitely agree. Definitely agree.
Okay, but yeah, shout out to all the ladies doing the silhouette challenge. Gentlemen, again, this is your daily reminder. Let the ladies do their thing. Who gives a fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if that's not what you want in a girl, then that's not what you want in a girl, but we don't care and we don't need to know. And Twitter doesn't need to know either. And honestly, like that lie that we were sold that modesty is really what men want, that's not what niggas want. I mean, at the end of the day, like, I mean, you like what you like. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is, and that's what it needs to be. You know so, what I'm saying? I mean, go ahead.
That's not a conversation we should have. It's not our right to have this conversation. But as a friend thing, not a critical thing, not criticizing women that we don't know, this, that, and the other. Just, I'm gonna ask you a question. So would you be, I gotta throw out some disclaimers, but anyway. So would you be comfortable if you're, let's say, I don't even have a girlfriend, let's just say you got a girlfriend, and you know what I'm saying, and then she did the silhouette challenge, and you just seen her titties juggling, how would you feel about it? Would you be comfortable with that?
Let's just say this. I think if my girl is posting that, then I already know that she probably would do some stuff like that anyway. So, like, I mean, at that point, it just becomes a thing of like, do you really know who you're dating, or do you just have this idea that you're, you know, or do you want to have this idea, but this in real life, this is who you're dating? Because I don't even think that it should be a thing that your girl posted and you guys have a conversation after that. Because I think you should know your girl well enough to know if she has a propensity to do something like that. You feel me? Like.
I need you to play in some of my hypothetical. You know, end up at. Then I ask you shit about the propensity.
You remember? Actually, I'm not gonna say that. You know where I was gonna go? It's in New York anyway. But I mean, would I date a girl that would do something like that?
In an Uber pool. Bye. Those girls are terrible friends.
they
should have rolled back on.
They should have. That's crazy. But would I?
You want some water?
I ran into the whole bar and grabbed a woman that I didn't know some water. I'm really nice. Like, I think I'm really cool. Like, and we were just vibing. We were just vibing after that.
She messed up the game. That's why. That's why I got the water. That shit was funny. I've been told that we should add context to our story because, like,
wait,
people don't know what we're talking about.
Wait, but let me answer your question.
I'm gonna let you finish.
Would I date a girl that would post a silhouette challenge? I mean, yeah, because I mean, I think at that point, like, I don't know. A part of me thinks that it's like really like, I mean, I feel like oh God, that's going to sound awful.
Yeah, but what just leave it at that?
She, like, I mean, we're dating, we're together. We've talked about it. I feel like at that point, like, I mean, it's just about whether I have enough confidence to let the world appreciate the woman that I'm dating. Like, I appreciate her, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like, I mean, I don't own anyone. So like, I feel like I obviously get to enjoy a woman in a different way than the world would, you know, because I'm intimate with her. But like, I mean, in terms of like what you see and everything, I mean, that's not for me to guard. You know, like,
oh, go ahead.
Guard your heart. Like, dead ass. like, but I mean, would it make me a little, like, would it be weird at first? Yeah, like, come on. Like, what's your first reaction if your girl posts a silhouette challenge?
Well, you know, I'm a staunch conservative, so.
I mean, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's my answer.
So yeah, but I don't even know where we're going with this. Yeah, I know what you're trying to get from me, but I mean, at this point, I think I've gotten to a point where I feel like I'm pretty confident in myself to where, like, I mean, cool. And if things happen because of that silhouette challenge was posted, then maybe she wasn't my woman to begin with.
Knew some of my old girls never was mine. I never took it personal. I never did cry. I never saw myself sore. But then the woman was fine. Shout out to Woodrow.
Hell yeah. Shit, hell nah. What's next on the list? What's next on the list? Actually, now let me ask you this. Let's say your girl decides is a model, right? She's a model. You guys talk about it. You know her, the content that she's posting, everything like that, etc. And you're comfortable with it. It's within your realm of comfortability, right? For whatever.
Niggas know my realm of comfortability.
So let's say the model agency decides to hit her with a yeah, like we think you should do a silhouette challenge for your branding. And she comes to you and she says, Cam, yeah, blah, blah, blah. What are you saying? What's the conversation?
I mean, that's somebody's job and shit like that. So it's a little different versus like a motherfucker just doing it.
I mean, but be honest.
I just gave you my answer, nigga. Like, would I be happy with it? No, but like that's a motherfucking job. It's like dating an actor, she had to do a sex scene. I wouldn't be happy with it, but like that's a motherfucker's job.
When you're if you're dating an actress, do you even think about the sex scenes after a certain amount of time? Like,
of course you get used to it. But I mean, if y'all just start dating someone, like I feel like you know what I'm saying, like growing up, like niggas like us, we never dated an actress. We start dating one, like niggas, we watching that movie, like you need that movie a little different, but like you need to catch it at the crib. In the beginning, I feel like people would be uneasy, but like. That's one of them things where, like, you know what you signed up for. You know what I'm saying? You have an actress as a girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Those things could possibly happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I agree. I completely agree. Let's do the mailbag. Fuck it. Mailbag for the week.
RIP to Kobe Bryant. Last week was the year anniversary of him, his daughter Gigi. And I hate the fact that I don't remember the rest of the passengers' names, and that's terrible on my part, but a year anniversary that they all lost their lives and I hear a horrible helicopter crash. I just prayers out to their families, loved ones, and friends to continue to cover them, because I'm pretty sure even though it's been a year, it hasn't gotten any easier, especially that one-year anniversary. This is their first holidays without them and stuff like that. This past year is their first time missing birthdays and all those type of things. So just keep them covered and pray for them, and all love and prayers and thoughts out to them.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. Damn, it's really been a year, bro, without Kobe.
Facts.
Man, we could have used Kobe in this time, bro, I think.
No, I agree.
Man, yeah, but prayers to the family for sure. Like, oof, one-year anniversary. Okay, so mailbag for this week brought to you by DJ Cupid.
I'm waiting.
Of course, so all the listeners know. So we're gonna change up the mailbag, I think, moving forward, and this is gonna be an Ask Cam Mars mailbag because oh boy, I've gotten a lot of questions from you guys, and let me tell you, we're gonna get to know a lot about Camden Mars over the next few weeks.
Maybe not.
All right, Jerron out of DC. So, do you really think it's smart to go to an HBCU over a regular blue chip university and sacrifice exposure and maybe millions of dollars as an athlete versus a just cause, when you could possibly put all of that money towards that just cause?
All right. And wait, can you say it one more time? Repeat that one more time. I'm sorry.
So, do you really think it's smart to go to an HBCU? This is a sports question, sorry. To go to an HBCU over a regular blue chip university and sacrifice exposure and maybe millions for a just cause?
All right. Well, when it comes to athletes picking schools and stuff like that, I'm sure what you do what's best for you. And it depends on the kid. Like, there are kids that will say, hey, you know what? Like, fuck it. Like, I'm going to go to Howard. I'm going to go to Jackson State. Or I'm going to go to Tennessee State. And I'm going to ball out. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then some kids that say, I'm going to go to Ohio State, or I'm going to go to Alabama, or if it's basketball, I'm going to go to Kansas, I'm going to go to Duke. You know what I'm saying? Those type of schools. And I just think it's about what's best for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's blind to the fact that at this point in 2021 and many years before this year, that those big schools we see on TV are the best schools to prepare a kid for the next level, whether it be in NBA or NFL. They have the facilities, they have the boosters, you know what I'm saying? They have the exposure, you know, ESPN, those things happen, you know what I'm saying? Granted, you know what I'm saying, they're like, we can get a wave of kids coming up now that decide to go to these HBCUs, and it can become more of a level playing field. It's about what's best for you and what you think, and what you think you need to do to get, like, what you think you need to do to get your mission accomplished, whether it be Black Lives Matter cause and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You do that at the bigger school, you do that at HBCU. It's about what's best for you. So I wouldn't scare a kid either way, you know, because I feel like there's pros and cons for both.
Okay, beautiful. Jerome out of LA says, are you buying or selling Conway over West Side Gunn?
Conway is a better rapper than West Side Gunn. West Side Gunn is a better artist as far as like making better like songs and stuff like that, and his albums and art and shit like that. But Conway's a better rapper. Boy, that's a common sense question.
Okay. All right. And last question. Oh, it's a spicy one. Lala from Chicago. Shout out to Chicago in the building.
It's Cam Mars, bitch.
Lala from Chicago wants to know, do you think it is a good idea for a man to use Valentine's Day as a way to court a woman?
I mean, like, why not? Because if not, you're always going to be on by yourself.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. I guess I'll play off that. If you're looking to make a power move, let's say with the flow that you're in right now, the flow that you're in right now, Cam Mars, your bag that you're in right now, if you're looking to make a power move and take your relationship to the next level, is you going all in on Valentine's Day, or are you spreading your chips out?
I mean, well, personally, what I would do, I mean, you can spread your chips out. You can do something nice for somebody on Valentine's Day and also spread your chips out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got, like, you know, like, you don't have to go all in on that day. You can, you know what I'm saying, dude? Shit the next week after that. Everybody's different, man. Like, everybody's different. But, like, I would spread it out. I'll still do something that day, but I would, like, do that shit. Like, you can't just hop into, you can't pull all your tricks out on one day. What the fuck you gonna do in March?
It's Cam Mars, bitch.
I think I said, what the fuck you gonna do in March? Yeah, I agree with you. I think that might be, you know, you might be setting an unrealistic precedent if you're thinking that you could just go all in on Valentine's Day and potentially shift the relationship in a dynamic way. Now, I think if you have the rapport, the character, the connection built up, then yes, okay, maybe you can make a power move on Valentine's Day. And I'm gonna buy that decision. Get you them candles, you know what I'm saying? Get some rose petals for her, you know what I'm saying? Do your thing, you know what I'm saying? But if you feel like you still have some work to do, gentlemen, then maybe this might be a good decision to sell.
I feel like if you have work to do, that's when you should go in. You know what I'm saying? Catch up. If you already got a rapport, then you don't got to go stupid on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
You're already going in on Valentine's Day, that's a desperation move. Like, if you already got a report, you ain't got to, you know what I'm saying, do all that. That's when you like, shit, like, I got to really prove something. You know what I'm saying? You know you down a couple points.
Oh, so if you got a report, you're not, you know, because I heard that in the 48 Laws of Power, they say, you know, go for the jugular. Put the icing on the cake. So if you already got a report, you're not putting the icing on the cake. The, you know, that says like you definitely not going anywhere. If you even had
the icing's already on the cake. We got a report. You with me on Valentine's Day? The icing's already on the cake.
All right. So
the game's already won.
So now, okay. That's a good question. So then, if you thinking you have some work to do, but you end up with her on Valentine's Day, she says yes. Do you really have work to do?
Well, yeah, because you can feel a relationship. Like, yeah, she with you on Valentine's Day, but you know that, you know what I'm saying, that it ain't all the way in the spot where you should be. You know what I'm saying? That's when you should go for the jugular. That's when you got to hit the home run. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, that if you know you got work to do when she with you on Valentine's Day, that's her giving you the opportunity to knock it out the park. If y'all already got a rapport, y'all tight, y'all kicking it, it's an unspoken thing. You don't even have to ask when she's gonna be on Valentine's Day.
I feel you. That's Cam Mars, ladies and gentlemen. Then we rolling. Yeah. Then we rolling. Then we rolling. That shit crazy.
It's Cam Mars, bitch.
Hey, y'all, with that, you can tune in to us every week. Can We Keep It Podcast. We're on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor FM. Usually we'll have an episode drop by now, but you know, it's Monday. We had, you know, some things yesterday planned, so we will definitely make sure we get an episode to y'all every Monday, though, at least. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you follow us. We're at Can We Keep It Pod on Twitter. Can We Keep It Podcast on Instagram. I'm also at DJ Cupid 36 on Twitter and Instagram. He's at Camden Mars with a Z.
It's Cam Mars, bitch. And just like that,
we out.